Have you ever wondered why some people seem to effortlessly achieve their dreams while others struggle endlessly? The answer might surprise you. It's not talent, luck, or connections. It's a deceptively simple practice that most people dismiss as too basic to matter. Yet this single habit has transformed dishwashers into millionaires, high school dropouts into industry leaders, and ordinary people into extraordinary achievers. The secret? Writing down your goals. It sounds almost embarrassingly simple, doesn't it? But here's what most people miss. There's a specific science to how this works, and when you understand it, you unlock a power that can reshape your entire life within months. Everything begins with a single, uncomfortable truth. You are completely responsible for where you are right now. Not your parents, not your boss, not the economy. You. This realization hits like cold water. It's the moment you stop being a passenger in your life and become the driver. Most people never reach this point. They spend decades blaming circumstances, nursing resentments, and waiting for someone to rescue them. But no one is coming. The cavalry isn't on its way. This truth is simultaneously terrifying and liberating. Once you accept it, you free yourself from the prison of negative emotions, fear, anger, jealousy, self-pity, that have been draining your energy for years. Try saying these three words out loud. I am responsible. Notice how you can't feel angry or victimized while saying them. That's because responsibility and blame cannot coexist. When you truly accept that you're the president of your own personal services corporation, earning exactly what you've decided to earn, living exactly the life you've chosen, everything shifts. You stop making excuses and start making progress. Your personality resembles a target with five concentric rings. At the center are your values, core beliefs defining who you are. Everything radiates outward, beliefs, expectations, attitude, actions. When outer actions align with inner values, you experience genuine happiness. Misalignment creates stress and emptiness. Many chase impressive goals, corner offices, luxury cars, prestigious titles, only to achieve them and feel nothing. These goals weren't rooted in authentic values. They climbed someone else's ladder. Discover what truly matters by asking, what would I want people saying about me when I'm not present? What accomplishments brought deepest satisfaction? Your beliefs about yourself are largely fiction, stories based on decades-old comments from teachers or parents. Einstein was labeled learning disabled. Edison was expelled as unteachable. Yet they changed the world. You possess at least 10 intelligence types: verbal, mathematical, spatial, musical, interpersonal, physical, and more. Schools measure only two, then label you accordingly. You could be brilliant in untested areas. Ask yourself, what if this limiting belief isn't true? Choose to believe, I am destined for great success. The law of reversibility states you're more likely to act yourself into feeling than feel yourself into acting. Behave confidently, and you become that person. Most people dwell on the past or worry about tomorrow. Leaders think 5 years ahead. This future orientation separates those who drift from those who design their lives. Here's your assignment. Imagine 5 years from now, everything is perfect. You have unlimited resources, connections, and abilities. What does that life look like? Where are you living? Who are you with? What work are you doing? Don't compromise or be realistic. Reality is what you're trying to escape. Peter Drucker observed that we overestimate what we can accomplish in 1 year, but vastly underestimate what we can achieve in five. Most people aim too low and hit their target. Think big enough that your vision pulls you forward. When you practice this idealization, you neutralize self-limitation. You stop asking, "Can I?" and start asking, "How?" That shift changes everything. Humans are goal-seeking organisms. Give your mind a clear target and it automatically works toward it. Most people have vague wishes: be happy, make more money, not real goals. Goals must be specific, measurable, written, and time-bound. The formula: identify what you want with burning intensity. Believe you deserve it. Write it down. Unwritten goals aren't real. Analyze where you are now. List every benefit you'll gain. Set a deadline. Identify obstacles and required knowledge. Determine whose help you need. Create an action plan by priority. Visualize your goal daily as already achieved. Never quit. The magic happens when you write your goals down every morning. List your 10 most important goals without looking at yesterday's. After 30 days, your life accelerates. Ideas flow, opportunities appear, the right people show up. You've programmed your subconscious mind with absolute clarity. Financial stress destroys relationships, health, and happiness. Success follows specific, learnable principles. Start with brutal honesty. Calculate your net worth now. List every asset, subtract every liability. Even if negative, you have a starting point. Next, determine your number, the amount needed to retire. Calculate monthly expenses, multiply by 12, then by 20 years. Work backward. What annual income gets you there? What skills must you develop? What career moves are necessary? Here's the truth. Wealth isn't about luck or connections. It's about making a decision, creating a plan, and executing with discipline over years. Most people never get wealthy because they won't sustain the effort. They want results without the process. But if you're truly committed, willing to invest 10 or 15 years of focused effort, virtually nothing can stop you from achieving financial independence. Every extraordinary success story is ultimately a story of persistence. The Nobel Prize winner who focused on one goal for 25 years. The entrepreneur who failed repeatedly before succeeding. What separates these people isn't talent or intelligence, it's the refusal to quit. Your greatest breakthrough usually comes right after the moment when you most want to give up. Most people quit on the 1 yard line just before scoring. They give up after the 9th rejection, not knowing the 10th would have said yes. Persistence is self-discipline in action. It's doing what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, whether you feel like it or not. Each time you push through when everything inside screams to quit, you strengthen your character and build unshakable self-confidence. The world belongs to those who persist. Not the most talented, not the most educated, but those who simply refuse to stop. You already possess everything needed to achieve ambitious goals. You don't need permission or perfect circumstances. You need clarity about what you want, a plan to get there, and courage to persist. Your life 5 years from now depends on the goals you set today and the daily actions you take toward them. Ask yourself, what do I really want? What am I willing to commit to? What legacy do I want to leave? Write it down. Review it daily. Take action immediately. The difference between who you are and who you could become isn't talent or luck, it's the decision to begin.